Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and just thrilled to be joined by former Saints offensive lineman, now assistant offensive line coach, Jari Evans. Jari, welcome to the show, my friend.
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
We are good. Now, I've known you for a while. You know who I sit next to, and I need you to be honest. If we'd have talked in California towards the end of camp this year, and I'd have said, hey, man, we got a Week 15 game playing Carolina. Carolina's got a lot on the line, and you got William Sherman, Luke Fortner, Torricelli Simpkins on the O-line, handing off to Audric Estime and Evan Neal. What would you have said?
Oh, man, definitely wouldn't have been expecting that or even – thinking about that happening, but we've had some injuries this year, but guys have been stepping up.
No, they've done that was kind of the point, right? It's like, I mean, guys that weren't even really on the roster, weren't even with the team until some late trades and waiver pickups, and this is beyond really kind of next man up, because these guys are replacing the guys who were next man up.
Yeah, no, you're right, and here we are with two back-to-back wins. So, I mean, you know, I think that's a credit to those guys, and that's part of being a professional is being ready when your number is called and taking advantage of those opportunities and, you know, those chances that you get to go out there and display what you can do.
Now, Jari, you know who was a pro's pro to me and unsung hero, and you coaching him? And all of a sudden, you got to go in at tackle. I know you've been practicing guard, but I look in that Tampa Bay game how William Sherman stepped up. I mean, you know how those offensive line meeting rooms go. And I'm looking at William Sherman. I'm like, okay, he's a Colorado Buff, going in his second year, Raleigh, North Carolina. But all of a sudden, the more you could do, no, we need you to play tackle right now in a real game. And not no scrimmage or preseason. I thought he did an outstanding job when he came in for Richards.
No, you're exactly right. You know, both games last week and this week, you know, it's a testament to him just putting the hard work and time in on knowing what to do and going out there and handling it and getting it done. And throughout the season since he's been with us, he has been putting time in on the scout team at tackle and in guard, training at both of those positions. So, you know, I think it definitely paid dividends for him these last 2 weeks. And here we are with back-to-back wins.
Now, Jari, what can you say? Because, you know, like talking to Coach Moore, the roster changes and who's available. Who's on the practice squad and who's all involved in that meeting room. What can you tell us about Xavier Truss? I mean, I'm looking at he can, you know, play tackle or guard, the rookie out of Georgia. He was waived by Denver. That's how we got him. We're familiar with Simpkins. You know, the rookie, that was a free agent we got from the South Carolina Gamecocks. But how would you compare those two young cats, like Simpkins and Xavier Truss, as far as providing depth in the future?
Yeah, you know, X is a big guy. You know, I see him more as a tackle than a guard. And I actually talked to Stinchcomb about him, you know, when he was coming out of Georgia. But, hey, you know, X is a big guy. You know, his biggest thing is just speeding up his footwork, you know, getting his feet to get quicker and faster off the ball and pass protection and run game. But he's been doing some good things in practice with the scout teams. And I think, you know, we got to see Torricelli, you know, tenacity that he brings to the game and just getting his technique to be more consistent and getting him to play in better body position is going to, you know, propel him to be the pro that he wants to be.
Can you talk a little bit about there's one of the last stats is a miscellaneous stat, right? And so Dylan Raidens has had a couple of miscellaneous stats in the last few weeks. And in the Miami game, he makes probably what is a touchdown-saving tackle on an interception, a pick six. It looks like, you know, he's going the distance. And then yesterday, third quarter, Carolina had just scored. They're up 17-7. Mason Tipton gets hit. Ball comes out. And if Carolina gets it, they're at the 25. But instead, it's Dylan Raidens who gets a fumble recovery. So he's got a tackle and a fumble recovery. Just the impact of those plays.
Yeah, those are two big head-up plays. You know, those are kind of negative plays on the offense. But at the same time, those are hustle plays by the O-line, you know, being alert, staying in tune to the game and understanding what's happening. And as you see with the fumble recovery, that was a big play for us. So that was a good hustle by him getting to the ball. He's been doing some good things. You know, he's a high draft pick that we were able to acquire early in the season that's wound up playing in some big roles for us thus far this year.
Now, Jairi, what about a seasoned veteran and the more you could do? And you remember in your career when you were with these kind of players and then you coach them, and I guess it's a lot to do with communication that because they really appear. To me, if you get and you vested, you 4 years or more, you kind of know what's the gig and what you have to do. And I'm talking about Raidens. You know, now he's going in his fifth year from North Dakota State. We get him from the Titans. And then Fortner, look at a fourth year out of Kentucky. We got him in the trade in Jacksonville. So just talk about those two guys and how you communicate with them, because it's a whole lot different than, I guess, you might say, I don't think you tell me you treat everybody the same because I think that's a bunch of BS. Anyway, but Raidens and Fortner compared to, like Truss and Simpkins and how you coach them up in different aspects as far as their experience and whether they're just coming on board.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things, and we had some injuries last year up front, is with Dylan and with Luke. You know, those guys are kind of vets. You know, they're backup players, but they're players that have seen some playing time and understand what it takes throughout the week and your preparation and knowing what to do and getting the guys on the same page for Luke, from Luke's perspective that he's been doing a great job with, to go out there and win a game. And I think we're seeing that just the level that those guys have played at throughout their career thus far in the NFL, you know, they are backup players, but they've also been in some starting roles and some roles where they had to go out there and compete at a high level, and they're doing that for us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jairi, I think you're the best interior lineman in Saints history. I'd put Willie Rolfe at tackle in that regard. But, you know, you could try to be great at everything, and when you're working on your craft, what would you say? I would think probably that you always could kick somebody's butt run blocking. That I think in the NFL level, that pass blocking was maybe something, okay, this is a little different than at Bloomsburg, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So what would you say was more challenging? Was it pass protection or versus run blocking? And you could throw in schemes, whatever, from an intellectual standpoint. But just break that down for the fans.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I say from my perspective, I think you're exactly right. I also think it depends on what's kind of playing style or system that you come from in the college game. For me, coming from Division II, Bloomsburg University, we were more of a run team, outside zone. We did some sprint draw stuff. We weren't a big drop back team. But then I get to the NFL and you know, I wind up playing for the best quarterback to ever play the game, throwing for 5,000 yard seasons, and we dropped back a lot. So that was one thing that my coaches early on in my career always harped on is making sure that I'm always working on my technique. And we also ran the ball well too. So, you know, I think the biggest thing up front for guys is to make sure that you're doing the ongoing skill development, developing your technique, finding new ways to win at the line of scrimmage, finding new ways to play lower, new things to add to your game and to sharpen the tools that you have to put in your toolbox.
And it's been a challenge, of course, because you've different quarterback, you know, halfway through eight games. So Tyler Shuck, who is different, he's taller and you know, different than Spencer in that realm. And also, he's pulled it down and run. So you've got an offensive line who's new, dealing with a new quarterback, and a quarterback who is, you know, likes to use the mobility. How much of a challenge is that to get this line ready, you know, for a quarterback who will use his legs like Tyler's doing?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's a huge challenge. You know, the scheme is the same scheme we have implemented throughout the offseason, and Shuckster's doing a good job, man. He's really progressing. You see it from week to week, and he's getting more comfortable in it. And, you know, the guys are rallying around him and coming down with balls and making plays around him. And he's making a lot of plays himself. And this is some of the things that we've kind of seen throughout the season in practice and in the scout team. And it's just good to see those guys go out there and perform and take it to the game field. And then being able to play with, you know, with grit in these last two games to finish out to get a W, it's been awesome to watch these guys work.
Now, Jari, this is like coach to coach because, you know, Nugent's the offensive line coach, and you're his mm-hmm. assistant. Talk maybe about how your communication, what y'all week like, and then when you do have, spare time, do you ever, shoot the bull with Zach Shreve? Hey, how's it going on with the Broncos line, and then vice versa? How does that work? Because, you know, when you're friends for life, and you can be on a different team, but just talk about maybe that relationship and those relationships you develop like coach to coach or former players, and now you're building the profession coaching.
Yeah, it's funny you asked that question. I did talk to Zach earlier in the year. I haven't talked to him in a while, maybe in about a couple, you know, 4 or 6 weeks or so, but they're playing well over there. And actually, Will Sherman was actually with Denver. So, you know, I've talked to him about some of the things that Zach and, you know, taught him while his time there, and some of the things that I'm teaching him here. But yeah, no, it's awesome that, you know, Zach's in it, winning games, and I'm getting accustomed to it. It's my third year coaching 3 different offensive systems. So, you know, I'm really learning the system. This year is my first year in this system, and last year was my first year in that system too. So, basically, just learning the different things that each system brings. But at the end of the day, you know, I enjoy coaching the guys on their technique, how to play lower, how to have lower pad level, hand placement, you know, first step, second step, you know, where are my landmarks in the run game? Where are my targets for my hands in the passing game? You know, that's what I really focus on when I'm coaching these the O-line and the young guys up.
So, Jari, fourth time as a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame, do you just kind of
yes.
let it do its thing, right? You know, last year it was in New Orleans, it was a lot more focus. This time you got Drew in that class, Reggie Wayne. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Do you kind of not think about it, or just kind of just, you know, see what happens?
Yeah, it's not that I don't think about it. It's definitely an honor, man. And, you know, for me being the finalist the last couple years, is, you know, I just kind of just tell myself it's not about if, it's about when. So, you know, hopefully it's this year. And as I talk to more and more Hall of Famers throughout the year, you know, they say the same thing. But obviously last year was the new voting process to actually get in with the 80% rule. So it's going to be even more difficult to get in moving forward. But It's not like I'm going to go out there and do any more work. So the work's all done.
Are you sure? Phillip Rivers. I mean, come on, man.
I know, right? Who has a different position, though? That's a different position. But, no. Yeah.
So my last question, just give us a little sense of what makes Kelvin Banks special. And I don't know what you said to him. I saw the block. He was just drive blocking that guy. He got the penalty for taunting. But I guess what makes him special?
Yeah, that was one of his better finishes on the year, if not his best finish on that block on the linebacker. But KB, man, he's a bright football player. He plays the game the right way. He has good quicks. His footwork is smooth, and I think he has an elite outside hand. You know, I think he has a really elite outside hand. He plays with length, and he's just going to get better. The more the one thing I work with him on is just learning how to study his opponent. I think the more he's able to recognize different moves in the passing game, in the protection game that guys are trying to do, the more he's able to get more pre-snap reads, when he has to gain leverage on the backside versus, if he's behind leverage or has the leverage and how to gain it in the first step. So the more he just becomes a student of the game and also a student of his body mechanics, I think he's going to be a real good player down the future.
Well, my friend, best of luck. We hope things work out the rest of this season. Just keep those W's coming, and we hope Canton does come knock on your door because you're certainly deserving. Ring of Honor, Jari Evans, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.